Hi, I'm Bob Masago, welcoming you to this in-studio session. The Maryland band Pressing Strings is with us today in our Charlottesville studios. Before their show tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville, you can also see them tomorrow evening at the Camel in Richmond. And then on February 9th, they'll be at Martin's Downtown in Roanoke. Drew Faust will be the opening show for those events, and that's all starting at 8 o'clock. Welcome.
Thank you. How you doing, Bob?
It's great to have you guys here. I also want to mention you got a new album out now. It's called And I For You. It's available on Evil Teen Records, which is Warren Haynes' record label.
Correct, sir. Yeah.
How did you get hooked up with him?
Funny enough, through the radio. We were self-funding independently some radio stuff, and a song called The Madness back probably around like 2018 or so came across, I guess, their desk, and yeah, that's how it happened.
That's great. It must be nice to have that kind of support.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's humbling. It's awesome.
Would you like to give us a song from the new album?
Sure. Yeah, this is one you might be familiar with. This is called Your Love.
Pressing Strings in studio at WNRN, a song from their new album, And I For You, available now everywhere on Evil Teen Records. You can see them this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville and tomorrow evening in Richmond at the Camel. I'm speaking with Jordan Sokol from the band. Jordan, could you introduce your bandmates?
Yeah, sure. This is over here on the cajon, but usually drum set. This is Justin Kruger, a.k.a. JK. And in the middle here on the bass, this is Nick Welker.
Once Justin got in here, he understood why we couldn't have a whole drum set in there, right? We'd have to put part of it outside. Congratulations on the new album. To me, it's a much fuller sound than some of your earlier records. Is that intentional?
Sure. Yeah. It's just trying to push the ball a little further and try new sounds and be creative and see what comes out. You never really know what you're going to go in and create and come out with. So, we're really happy and proud of it.
I know you've gone through some lineup changes over the, almost going on 2 decades now that Pressing Strings has been around. How long has this trio been together?
Since late 2021.
Yeah. Longtime friend of the band. I moved to Maryland from the West Coast in 2013. And so I've known them about that long. And stepping in was really easy and fun.
Very nice. Yeah. You grew up sort of a music rat, I guess, with parents who were musicians, right?
Yeah. I mean, all over California, they were touring musicians before my time. And then mom was in Las Vegas for over a decade, so I've traveled a lot with them as a soundboard baby, too.
Very nice. Well, the sound is great. As again, you can see them this evening at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville, and tomorrow evening at the Camel in Richmond. They're playing in Roanoke on February 9th at Martin's Downtown. Could you give us another song?
Sure. Yeah, we're going to do Oh My My.
Bop, 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 Pressing Strings in studio at WNRN in our Charlottesville studios. They're playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall here in Charlottesville. They'll also be in Richmond at the Camel tomorrow evening. And you can see them in Roanoke on February 9th at Martin's Downtown in downtown Roanoke. Their new album, And I For You, is available now on Evil Teen Records. Thanks so much for that song. Nick, I got a question for you. Are you the only Maryland native in the band?
I'm the only one born in Maryland. Jordan moved there in like middle school. But yeah, grew up in Annapolis. Been playing with Jordan since 2011. So yeah, been doing this since like fresh out of college, basically.
That's very cool. I think you all kind of like went to college for a while and then sort of drifted off into music. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Kind of just we learned what we needed to learn in college, I think, which is do what you love.
The new record starts with a cute little piece called Ellie's Introduction. Oh, who's yeah. Ellie?
Ellie's my 5-year-old. I have 3 kids. She's the middle one, and yeah, she gets deep, man. She she's always dropping these little tidbits, and me and my wife just look at each other like, "Whoa, did you hear that?"
That's an obvious big change since the band formed. Mm-hmm. What else have you seen change over the years since you've all been together?
Wow,
just drive more,
driving more. Yeah, just growing up, being older, being more responsible, and learning how much we love doing this.
Yeah, just learning kind of what it takes to keep this going, and it's a funny thing to do for a job. There's a lot of ups and downs, but you learn just sort of like what you do it for, and for that reason a lot of people drop out of it, but I've learned that kind of we're resilient in that way, that we can just keep on going for it. Also, I drive a minivan now.
Congratulations on keeping it going so long. Again, they're playing tonight at Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. It's Pressing Strings. Tomorrow evening in Richmond at the Camel. Do you have time for another song?
Sure, yeah. We're gonna do a little cover that we've been doing for a little bit.
What you want, but you can't get me. So let's sail out to sea, Lord. 'Cause you are my medicine when you're close to me. When you're close to me. It's a manatee staring out.
now for the day long. When you are close to me, when you're close to me, when you're close to me.
Pressing Strings on WNRN from our Charlottesville studios. They're going to be playing at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville tonight, and they'll be at the Camel in Richmond tomorrow evening on February 9th. You can see them in Roanoke at Martin's Downtown. Thanks again for being here. This has been an in-studio session on WNRN from our Charlottesville studios with Pressing Strings. Thanks to Michaelin and Graham and Jeff for their audio and video engineering support. Thanks to all of you for listening, and a special thanks to Pressing Strings for joining us.
Bob, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago.